For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There's a shot of caffeine that needs to happen on this Grum today.
You think so?
I do.
I've been drinking Red Bull all morning.
Well, then
I wouldn't mind a pot of coffee.
We probably could use a
2 hot coffees?
Yes,
2 hot coffees.
Sportsman like Condotron, 1620 the zone. Husker Athletics, Creighton, and yes, you and
all. 2 hot coffees.
Exactly. It just seems like, I don't know, things seem a little sleepy. You're yawning, I'm yawning. Yeah, he's all jazzed.
Sleepy. Mm-hmm. I'm wearing Hawaii. It's Hawaiian shirt day.
I haven't went to bed at a decent hour. I didn't even stay up, and thank God I didn't, for the end of that Cubs game when the Cubs bullpen went complete.
Into Pishdu or whatever
into
you call it.
Into Pishdu.
Pishdu.
Yeah. Husker fan, you
sounds
got
like
a problem with your
flavor.
Bullpen. Hold my beer, says Cub fan.
John,
hold my beer.
I think it's fair for you to complain about your bullpen.
Why?
At least you have some of one.
Well,
there's other teams out there.
Are these baseball references? I don't understand any of these
references. There's some teams out there that don't have anybody who has an ERA below 6.
Well, but, you know, that's the Rockies, and that's your own damn fault for rooting for them.
Yeah, Nick, you decided to root for...
You started from scratch!
Yeah, you could have done research. You could have done your own research, and you settled on the Colorado Rockies.
No, the problem is I knew they were bad when I picked them. Remember, my first thought was, oh, crap, I'm a Rockies fan.
You didn't have to do that, though. You could have become a fan of anybody.
I feel like you're only doing this to torture yourself. Like, you want to
I think
be
he's
tortured.
Sad that the Dolphins are actually good now.
Yeah.
He picked the Dolphins when they sucked.
That's
he could
true.
Have been a fan of Joe Burrow and the Bengals.
That's true.
I don't like Joe Burrow's vibe.
Yeah, but you like Tua's vibe?
What, the winning vibe?
Yeah, being too cold and chilly.
At least Tua got to play the entire season last year.
Barely.
That is, I mean, I will give him that.
Did he get amputated? Was he one of the amputated guys?
We'll find out next season when he walks out on the field and he's
only has one arm. It's his right arm.
It's a robot arm now.
Yeah, well, that'd be interesting at least.
Yeah, I just feel like, you know, and it's too bad that the vending machine now, it's like the prices have tripled.
Dude, the prices have gone up.
Vendflation, man.
Vendflation has come for NRG Media Omaha because I could probably use a shot of Monster.
I have a story maybe that could give you some Monster shots.
Oh,
some
no.
Juice.
Is this a sports flash?
No. I mean, it's related to NIL.
Well, you want to hang on to that
for just a second while
we do the Grumdown?
I'll put it in my back pocket.
Put it in your back pocket.
Yeah.
Because the Grumdown is brought to you by the rooferies at John Higgins Weather Guard. By the way, welcome to the Grum, everyone.
What up? We're excited. We're happy to be here.
I wasn't happy to be here. I just feel very sleepy right now.
Sleepy.
Very sleepy.
I know that feeling, John. I'm tired, too.
And it was a quick game. It was a quick game last night. I mean, the game
And you were already in Lincoln.
I was. Like I said, I was home. I was in bed at a decent hour.
No rain delay.
No rain delay.
But you should have been happy. Your team won the game.
I didn't say I was upset.
People reached out to me.
I said, I'm fatigued.
People reached out to me and said, Josh, I'm sorry. I'm not listening to your show tomorrow. And I said, what? Why?
Oh, here we go.
And they said, because the game, because of John. And I said, we barely ever talk baseball. John's not going to sit here for 4 hours saying na-na-na-na boo-boo.
Well, now I guess I am.
No, I don't want to talk baseball for 4 hours.
I do. Let's do it.
Wow. Look at Nick.
Baseball.
Happy to rub it in the faces of Nebraska fans. That's assault, brother.
Is it rubbing in the face or is it just celebrating your own team's success?
Let's see the tone in which you celebrate, John, and we'll
it was a grand victory last night.
Interesting. Yeah, get out of the way now, and then we can bring everybody back into the fold for the final 3.5 hours.
Is there an answer to tampering?
Great question.
Why Bill Belichick is still unemployed.
I took notes on this story, John. I have a whole page. Look at all of those notes.
That's a lot of notes.
All those notes.
A lot of notes.
Call me Note Boy.
Jonte Porter gets NBA death penalty.
Wow. He got Pete Rosed.
Yeah, he did.
Dare I say this
is
worse
than... Not that he was ever going to be in the Basketball Hall of Fame, though the Pro Basketball Hall of Fame is not...
They let basically everybody in.
Yeah, that is not affiliated. I mean, it's affiliated, but it's not run by the NBA.
Do you know how to dribble? Come on in, friend. You're in the Hall of Fame.
The Lakers live.
Yes, they do.
The W's L. Zion zapped. And the city of Omaha and Josh are sad today.
Oh, you kind of ruined the alliteration train there.
Well, I couldn't.
Why? What's going on?
Well, what do you mean, what's going on? How do you not know? That's even more sad.
Okay. Well, now I'm curious.
Debut of the new segment that we promised last week.
And we promised an open.
The Run and Wrestling Connection. This is where Josh gets to talk about. Now, everyone's worried about, John's going to be all braggadocious, blah, blah, blah. It's going to drive people away. Josh gets to talk about running for 2 minutes.
2 days off after the Boston Marathon. Like, what a story that was. Talk about Blake and Derek.
But in return, I get 2 minutes on wrestling.
Oh, it's 2 minutes now?
Well, no, I thought it was a minute.
Yeah, I thought it was a minute.
This is even better.
Because that's what the open says.
Well, whatever. Mm. But I have audio with mine, and it's a humorous story.
Audio.
It goes more than 90.
Audio.
It is Dumb Debates today. You can submit your dumb debates into the JTech Construction Zone inbox at USC 1620. Use the hashtag Dumb Debates. Oh, pretty please.
We do appreciate that if you do.
Elmo explaining life to children.
Whoa, is Elmo teaching us about the birds and the bees?
Well, the big birds.
Oh, interesting.
Seinfeld, Pop-Tarts, and IndyCar.
Wow. 2 out of 3 of those are awesome.
Wow.
And barbecue?
Barbecue?
Why are you asking Barbie a question?
Barbie? Hmm. Did you notice how it was spelled?
Oh, I see.
Barbecue?
I made a pun.
Mm.
You made a pun. And you on the 42 Degrees of the Source hotline. 42 Degrees of the Source by your mom's house. 402-951-1620.
That is said hotline. You can call us or you can text us.
Yes, you can use it as a text line. If you
wow, a text from the 402. You should have one sentence on your Belichick page. He is 72. Ageism
wow,
much?
Wow, ageism.
Sheesh, texter.
Ageism.
Wow.
That's sad. Bad.
Yeah. There's more to it than him just being old.
Though I do think that is part of it.
Definitely. The other part is he's a jerk. And he also has been a loser the last few years.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to.
He's an old loser jerk.
Bingo.
Well,
a beady-eyed, four-eyed goober.
It didn't help that Bobby Kraft is an egomaniac who didn't like him.
That is definitely true. The part in the story, and I know we'll get to it later.
I don't think a lot of people in this story come out looking good.
No, the part in the story about how it talks about that the Dynasty, the Apple documentary on it, and how it's like Kraft has tried to distance himself from the documentary. And then the next sentence is, even though the producer of it is Kraft, whatever.
Kraft Enterprises.
Yeah, it's like,
whatnot.
Oh, interesting that he is trying to back away from the thing that he is involved in.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Is Kraft related to the cheese people?
No.
No.
No, this is different.
Different kind of Kraft.
Different Kraft.
Yep.
The Kraft.
Different Kraft. You can also email the Grum. John at 1620thezone.com or Josh at 1620thezone.com. At Equitable, we take banking personally and answer the phone on the voice ring.
Wow. Look at all those ways to get in touch with us. What about the YouTube comments section, John?
Which doesn't have a sponsor.
Which is very lively. People are very critical of Happer in there right now about don't do what the man says to do. Amazing Daniel saying that some traditions are dumb. Nick will probably show up in there at some point arguing with people. John will probably show up in there at some point arguing with people. You never know what to expect in the YouTube comment
section.
Sounds
like you're the only weird one here not arguing with
people. No, you didn't let me finish. By doing so from the at 1620 The Zone YouTube, I log on to my YouTube. If I'm going to argue with you, you're going to know that it's going to come from me. Me.
Fair.
Yeah.
I'm not going to waste my time logging into that.
I mean, I just go to a different browser and open YouTube.com. It's pretty easy.
In fact, I don't even have YouTube page.
You don't have a YouTube page?
If you have a Gmail, you have a YouTube.
No, I do.
Yeah, Johnny Bish.
I didn't know that.
Johnny Bish 71.
It's all connected.
I didn't know that. I swear to God. I didn't know.
I'll see if I can
find it. But you know what? I prefer to just log in from... Because it's right there. It's just
right there.
Right there!
I don't have to do anything special.
I searched Johnny Bish, and instead I found Johnny Bush. Is that you, John?
What videos does he make?
It looked like some old song or something.
Oh.
Johnny Bush?
Yeah.
Never heard of him.
Never heard of Johnny Bush?
No.
Whiskey River? The person who uploaded it is Johnny Bush. Provided to YouTube by RCA Legacy. Whiskey River, Johnny Bush. Is that a singer?
I don't know.
You're of music. What the hell is this song?
I've never heard it. There's a lot of songs in the world.
Willie Nelson, did he sing a song called Whiskey River? Is this a cover of it? There's the cover. That's a weird... Look at that guy's hair. Look at Johnny Bush.
Johnny Bush looks like kind of a cross between Fat Elvis.
Nice.
And...
So the angle of her head being down there...
I'm not going to say what I wanted to say because it sounds mean after what John just said.
Well, say what you want to say.
I asked if we just found John's alter ego.
Wow, Nick, that's so mean.
And then John said the fat thing, so no.
Wow.
John's I don't look fat. Anything like Elvis.
Yeah. Jeez, Nick.
I mean, there'd be worse things in life than to look like Elvis.
I'll say, like, how your Elvis alter ego is Kate. Maybe this is John. Maybe John Moonlight.
I have no alter ego.
As a country western singer? No.
Zero alter ego.
Amazing Daniel says Whiskey River. Yeah, Whiskey River. It's a Willie song. Yeah.
Yeah, well, Johnny Bush apparently did a cover of it. Ooh. It's me, Johnny Bush. I don't know what
You know what? He was the Nerg Live of Willie Nelson tribute acts.
Classic. Johnny Bush.
The Nerg Live. 402-95. I already said the number.
Yeah, yeah. For Halloween, you should be Johnny Bush.
I'm Johnny Bush.
And if anyone would actually get it, that would be akin to a miracle.
It really would. Our whole building would be like, what the hell?
Who are you?
If somebody gets it, John says,
you get a prize.
Yes,
you get a
prize. If you dress up as Johnny Bush for your Halloween party, we will give you a prize.
Royals are still losing to the White Sox.
That's a tough one.
I think if this score holds, we need to have a public shaming of the Kansas City Royals.
Hey, speaking of...
There's no reason to lose to the White Sox.
Or like the Toils.
Even the Jack Mitchell softball losing express.
No, they're horrible. They don't even get hit.
Beat the White Sox.
The Boils.
Hey, speaking of some of my favorite teams going out in sad, sad ways, I hope that we have a few minutes later on to talk about the Red Wings.
Well, that was...
Okay, yeah. But because it was Lakers and Pelicans and then the Red Wings? That's not... All right, yeah.
Oh, I like it. I just saw his hair is something else.
His hair is very busy.
I'm very sad about the Red Wings, so try to be nice to me today, friends. They won last night, yet they missed the playoffs.
And be nice to your fellow Omahan because they're all depressed because...
Oh, the Penguins.
The Penguins.
Ha, 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 you suck.
Now, hold on. I got Husker fans coming at me saying, hey, don't taunt me because my team lost. And yet you are mocking Omaha's team, the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Yeah, I am.
You realize one of these cars driving on Dodge Street is going to make a 45-degree...
Pens fan.
A 45-degree angle and try to drive into the building to stop you.
Well...
It'll be like Maximum Overdrive, Kent Wolgamott's least favorite movie of all time, where the machines come to life.
Well,
it's a great movie.
Well, I look forward to that happening. Come at me, Penguins fans.
I've never heard of that movie.
Your team sucks.
Maximum Overdrive, it's a Stephen King. It was one of his less successful movies.
Is that... Emilio it just sounds Estevez. Like Christine.
It was, but all machines came to life.
It's on Amazon, John, for free.
Oh, that's a good sign.
Okay,
that's worth movie number 200.
What if we did this as a bit? So Kent hates that movie. You hate Days of Thunder. Let me find a movie that I hate that you guys have never seen, and then Nick can do the same, and then we can all watch our hated movies and see if any of them are actually good.
Oh, that's a fun bit.
Yeah.
Just the month of hate.
Yeah. I've never seen this movie, so now I'm kind of curious about it.
I mean, when it comes to great acting and all that other stuff, it's bad, but the concept is good.
Steve writes, it's the only movie King ever directed himself, and he said that was a mistake since he was jacked up on cocaine the entire time.
Well, if you watch the movie, it would make a lot of sense.
Interesting. Cocaine. Still haven't ever seen it in person.
You don't want none of this.
You don't want none of that cocaine.
We'll be back, and I'm sad to say, yes, last night's baseball game will be discussed.
This is the only time the whole show will discuss it. One segment.
True.
We still have the NIL thing that I stumbled upon, too.
The NIL, cool.
Yeah, you're going to love it,
John. Does that mean NIL today?
Bah.
Sure, why not? But you know what?
Stupid?
You know what? You know what's better than NIL and transfer portal? The NBA play-in tournament.
Hell yes it is, John.
With the Western Conference, or as we like to call it in the great Big East, the Worstern Conference.
Wow.
Tonight it's the Eastern Conference. Now, not the Big East, but the NBA play-in tournament gives you a chance at FanDuel to play your way into $150. Just place any $5 bet. You get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, during the NBA playoffs. Perfect. You can put $5 on the Bulls tonight.
There you go.
And if the Bulls win, great. You win too, and you also get $150 in bonus bets. But if the Bulls lose, yeah, you don't win that bet, but you still get $150 in bonus bets. And all you have to do is visit FanDuel.com/1620.
How about this, John, in the Heat Sixers game, which is tonight? By the way, Sixers -5.5 versus Miami. Here's a odds boost that you could get. Any player to record 40-plus points, +440. Given all the high-scoring games we've had this year, maybe you take a flyer on that one. Again, go to FanDuel.com/1620 today, and you can get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, with any $5 bet. 21-plus and present in Iowa. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit is required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.